It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Wednesday saw another night of protests in Denver over the killing of George Floyd. Mayor Michael Hancock joined last night's demonstration, while police appear to have held back on earlier tactics like tear gas and flashbang grenades. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Joshua Toller of Denver, who was in the crowd, credited the mayor for calming tensions last night.
I put a stamp of my word on it. I promise you it'll be peaceful tonight. He's one of the few men who will sit down and listen and talk to you.
Demonstrators did appear to refrain from graffiti or property destruction. Meanwhile, Denver police took a much more passive approach to crowd control. Patrol cars retreated when confronted by protesters, and the police even allowed a brass band to block traffic outside the state capitol. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A memorial for George Floyd in Denver is set for 10 o'clock this morning. Dozens of young people in Grand Junction spoke at a city council meeting last night to demand action on police brutality and racism. They asked that the council and law enforcement show unified support for their movement and create a diverse committee to help change the local culture of racism. The group was invited by a council member. Members of the state legislature hope to strengthen state laws regarding police and the use of force in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The proposed legislation introduced Wednesday will require that all cops across the state wear body cameras and require police departments to report use of force to a state agency, where it will be documented in a transparent way every year. The legislation also makes it easier for civilians to sue individual police officers. All Democrats in the state House have signed on to this bill so far. CPR News found earlier this year that Colorado has the fifth highest officer-involved shooting rate in the country. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state's Independent Ethics Commission will consider today whether former Governor John Hickenlooper inappropriately accepted gifts, travel, and lodging while serving in office, which he denies. Hickenlooper asked a court to delay today's virtual hearing or excuse him from giving video testimony. His lawyers argued that the teleconference format was untested and unfair, but a judge declined to intervene. Hickenlooper is a candidate for U.S. Senate, with the primary election coming up later this month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.